Excuse me, this is the operator. The conference is being recorded at this time. If anyone has any objection, they may disconnect at this time. I'd like to turn it over to your speakers for today. You may begin.
Thank you, operator. All right. Hi, folks. We'll call to order now. Glenn, would you call the roll, please?
Certainly, Mason. On the call, we have yourself Mason Cole, Steve Halston, and Chris Chaplow. And for staff, we have Ken Bauer, Julie Headland, and myself, Glenn de Saint-Gerie.
All right, thank you, Glenn. Julie correctly pointed out that we no longer really have minutes since the transcript of this call, or the recording of this call, is serving as our minutes. So, without being over-formal, I will just assume that our recording is approved as recorded, and that will be the record for our call from the last meeting.
And that has been posted on the website.
Right, thank you. Thank you, Glenn. All right, Chris, I mentioned before before you got on the call that I'm a little pressed for time here, so I want to try to make this a fairly quick call, but let's go through the task teams, the ones at least that are on this call, and see where things are. So Steve, Chris, Ken, could you lead off, please?
Yeah, this is Ken. I'll be happy to do it since the bulk of the current task assignment's mine. So three of us have had a couple now, several sessions, and we've talked at some length about what this requirements effort's going to be, and even what the next step we hope will be, which is to get involved in some prototyping and actually build a GNSO website that we could show to the rest of our team and then the OSC and hopefully the board and other constituency leaders. One of the steps that we've talked about, and you all remember this from when we had the ICANN staff on board, that they wanted to create a project charter for us. This is different than the charter that the OSC gave to our team. This is something that will help sponsor funding and other technology assistance to give to our team that comes from the ICANN staff world. And that project charter has gone through two iterations. I developed the very first draft. I shared it with Chris and with Steve. I have not sent it to the rest of you all because it's still undergoing revisions. And then it went through another revision. And then just yesterday, I got a comment back, essentially from the requirements analyst person, Risa, that it wasn't properly configured or isn't written at the proper level. And we're back to this dialogue as to what is a business requirement versus a functional requirement versus a technical requirement and so forth and so on. And, you know, most of us are not really experts in this field, and we just sort of describe what we want. Well, yeah. There's apparently right ways and wrong ways to do it. And so I'm going to have to do some more work on that, which I may be able to do on the plane out to California.
Well,
are we talking about the charter here then?
That's the ICANN charter to the team, again, that the purpose of which is to get Mark Salvatera's funding and to get data. It's essentially to make this team's work sanctioned within the ICANN technical world.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm just unclear on why wasn't it up to the proper level? What does that mean?
Well, the specialists in the technology world have very specific meanings about things.
Yeah, don't they?
Yeah, right. So, you know, you and I might say, well, I want a website that where the navigation is on the left side and I've got a menu at the top, they would say, oh, no, you can't say that.
No, I see.
That's
all
not
right.
A business requirement. A business requirement says, you know, in order to operate effectively, people have to be able to navigate the system.
Yeah, I get it.
And so I've got to go back in now and, like, move it up an inference level one full notch.
Oh, okay, good.
And I was kidding with my colleagues, Chris and Steve. I sent them an email earlier that said, I'm going to start with the lowest level detailed requirements I can find, and then I'm just going to back up the inference ladder to infer essentially what the business requirement is from it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, you know, that's backwards, but
Well,
we got to get it done. Yeah. Now, again, none of this should really be stopping us from moving ahead, I don't think. What I really want to do, I'm starting to grow weary of the requirements debate and discussion, because, candidly, although it's necessary to get things launched, I don't think it's going to be that important in terms of moving the prototype website ahead. We could actually start that now. I mean, there's a certain amount of things we just know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to see if I can help. Maybe the three of us can get busy working on the prototype with Mark while we flesh out and finish out these requirements. Maybe the whole thing can sort of be, instead of being done in a serial fashion, we could do it in a parallel. So I'll work. I'm going to be out there, so I'll talk to those folks when I'm there in California.
Godspeed to you.
And anyway, I could say a lot more, but that's probably as good a status as I could give at the moment.
Okay. All right. Steve or Chris, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, that's fine. That as long as we've got quite a lot to do for the 27th still.
Yeah.
Let's hope that it will run. I was just wondering about the document management side of things, because that won't be really in any sort of prototype, will it?
No, not in the sense in which we typically mean it, where you have some sophisticated ability to manage documents at a central place where everybody can revise and collaborate. You know, the example I like to use is the Word revisions capability, but centrally administered.
Yeah. I was looking at Google Docs for another sort of team I'm on, and we wanted a free tool, so I found Google Docs and set that up, and that sort of got me thinking about it.
Yeah, and we've looked at Google Docs. There's another one out there called Zoho, Z-O-H-O, which is another sort of similar concept. The problem with those, the weakness with those is that you have to use their authoring tools. You can't use your own Word. So, you know, my colleagues on the policy staff, everybody likes to use Word to do their drafting and all of their changes and all that. So as soon as you give them another tool like Google Docs or Zoho, you're in a new authoring tool. And, of course, some of the capabilities and features that we're used to having in Word don't exist in those rudimentary tool sets. And
yeah.
So while it works, it's less than optimal.
Okay. We set ourselves a deadline for the 27th to have initial recommendations made. I mean, do you guys feel comfortable that you've got enough time to be able to do that, or do we need to consider an extension of that?
I'd like still to try and go for that anyway, you know.
Yeah, let's try and go for it. I'm with Chris.
Okay. All right.
Just within our own sub-team planning, then, we'll meet again next Wednesday.
Right.
Ken, what do you think we need to do in the interim between now and Wednesday? You're going to be trying to polish up the requirements doc, moving up the abstraction ladder, inference ladder. What can Chris and I be doing, do you think, during this next week to further our cause?
On the Drupal website, become familiar with the capabilities of Drupal. Because I think what we're going to do almost immediately thereafter is get into this sort of prototyping mode. And so the more we know about what Drupal's capabilities are, the more we will be able to suggest what things we want to see in the new website. I think that's actually a practical recommendation.
Okay.
I mean, that's not busy work.
Yeah, right.
Because we are going to have to make some decisions with Mark's guidance. And the more we know about his platform, I think the better we'll all communicate. We'll use the right language. We'll use the right, terminology and all that kind of stuff.
So that next Wednesday is the 20th. We're going to hit by the 27th. Is our deliverable, our initial recommendation, the the business requirements that you're primarily authoring?
Yes, I think that's the first. That's the that was the original, I think, concept. Julie, is that right?
Yes, I think that's right.
So, yeah, developing a set, and because they have to be business requirements, there will be fewer of them.
Yes.
You know, as I start to abstract up from technical detailed requirements, I'm going to have preciously few business-level requirements, right, like the one I just stated about navigation.
Got it.
So hopefully that first document. And then what I'm hoping is that that will just we'll just be able to launch, right, because nothing's going to go forward until the project charter from ICANN is signed by Doug Brent and Denise and the rest of them, and that isn't going to get signed until I get it to the right level that everybody can approve it. So okay.
So whenever you, and again, I appreciate you taking the laboring oar on that, so whenever you get that done after your 5-hour plane ride later today, then just, let us know.
Okay. Excellent. Great. That will work.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, thank you. Anything else to add on that? Anyone? All right. Well, neither Helen nor Zbinek are on this call, so I guess let's skip over that, although anybody on staff want to discuss anything on Task 3?
Mason, this is Julie. I can just mention that Rob has gone ahead and done a doodle in order to help Helen and Zbinek meet with Christina Rodriguez, who's on the ICANN staff, to be able to talk about the translation process. So they're looking at times right now, and hopefully they're hoping that will happen sometime early next week or so.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Anything else on that subject? Okay, on task 4, I'm probably a quarter to a third of the way through my initial draft on this, and I do hope to meet the 27th deadline, unless I get hit by a bus, I shouldn't meet it, so hopefully I'll have something to share with the team by that point. And I don't have anything else to add for that. Anyone else?
No.
All right, we're flying through this call. Okay, any other business?
I was just wondering, have we lost team members? I haven't really done a tally, as it were. Yeah.
We had a resignation early from his name escapes me now, but he was asked to join the IRT for the for the intellectual property, and he had to leave the team. Other than that, no. I didn't hear from Zbinek or Helen to say that they wouldn't be on the call, but I assume they're still on the team.
Yeah.
Pardon my bad memory, but did we talk about whether or not we were going to be in Sydney, and if so, whether we should meet as a team there? I believe we did, but I don't remember the outcome. Can anyone enlighten me on that?
I think we did talk about it. I was intending to go. I am now not going, so I can still participate by phone.
Right.
And, whatever the most merciful for the call will be appreciated.
Okay. I guess I have a question for Glenn. Glenn, is there any more clarity on Saturday and Sunday meeting times for various GNSO operations?
No, we haven't. We're still asking people to be in Sydney to start meetings on Saturday.
All right. Well, I will arrive Saturday morning, so hopefully I'll
have
a chance.
You only arrive Saturday morning, Mason.
I'm sorry?
You only arrive Saturday morning.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have a nice case of jet lag for those meetings. That'll be all right.
I'll note that, but that is what we've asked, and that schedule is now getting so full that I don't know when. We haven't decided yet. At least it's not me. It's Avery and Chuck as well.
Yeah,
they're the main drivers of it.
All right. Well, as soon as you do get some clarity on when those are able to be set up, then if you could share that with us, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
All right.
Can I ask you, is the plan to have a CCT team meeting, or do all the teams meet together, or what?
The plan is to have a CCT meeting if enough of us are there. The OSC meets as a whole, I think, usually toward the end of the weekend, you know, like Sunday afternoon.
Right,
that's what I have in Mexico City. And then during Saturday and Sunday, there are all kinds of GNSO work groups and committees and that kind of thing. And Glenn has to try to find a way to accommodate all of them in the space that we have. And then, I would guess many of them meet again at the end of the weekend to sort of finalize what they're doing before they even do the formal ICANN meeting.
So Saturday afternoon would probably be the ideal time for us, wouldn't it, then?
Well, maybe. Just depends on depends on who's there and you know what we need to get done. If anything, I'd prefer to meet Sunday if that's doable. But that's just my personal preference.
Yeah.
I'll go with whatever the team wants to do. All right. So Glenn, as soon as you do have that, if you'd share that, that'd be great.
I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Any other business?
No.
Okay, folks, thanks very much, and we'll talk again on the 27th. By the way, if you would like, when you get your initial drafts of whatever you're working on ready, if you want to send that to me and I'll put it into the master document and then share it back out to the team, I'm happy to do that.
Sounds good.
Sounds like a good plan.
Okay, Ken, travel safe. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you in 2 weeks, if not sooner.
Bye, everyone.
All right, bye-bye.